From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A global food crisis is expected this fall amid the war in Ukraine and other factors, and a House Ag panel is looking at U.S. overseas food aid programs. Ranking Ag Republican G.T. Thompson says everything leads to a pretty grim conclusion that by this fall, we're going to see a significant increase in hunger, starvation, and famine. Some expect another 10 to 20% rise in commodity prices due to supply chain disruptions and export restrictions. New research shows greenhouse gas emissions on farms could rise if more U.S. food companies require feed for their livestock and poultry be free from genetically modified ingredients. The report says grain elevator and feed mill product handling and production requirements would be greater, and the price of meat, milk, and eggs for consumers could rise. The report examined the environmental and economic implications should U.S. animal food manufacturers need to boost the production of non-GM feed. Two Senate Ag Committee members recently urged the EPA to update its greenhouse gas modeling for biofuels. Senators John Thune of South Dakota and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota asked the EPA to adopt the Argonne National Labs Greenhouse Gases, Regulated Emissions, and Energy Use in Transportation, or GREET, model. The lawmakers say these long-overdue updates would permit consistent comparisons between petroleum-based fuels, natural gas systems, electric generation, and renewable fuels. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.